The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Again, live and bringing you the most important information to bolster, to uplift, to upregulate your health. And it is Sunday, 12 noon in the Washington metropolitan area. I'm so happy to be back in this time slot. It makes it so much easier for all of us. Those of you who have church plans in the morning and want to listen to the program and don't want to listen to it canned, well, this is your opportunity. Make sure you tell everybody because we're back where we need to be. And this is, you know, an important program. Why is it important? Because it gives you tools to lead your life in a very healthy way. It's been a really crazy couple of years, right? We've been scrambling and looking, and the fear patterns are up there. And virtually everything that I've dedicated my 45 years of practice to has shown up on the plate relative to the impact that it has on our health. We look at things from a triad: structural, chemical, emotional. There's only three things that can cause you to break down. There's only three things that can cause you to be well. So when we look at the structural foundation, anything that affects the nervous system, biochemistry, everything that's outside the body, which is also bioelectrical. And the third is the mind and what happens to the mind and the decision-making processes that we have and the fear factors, if you will, and go into large play in this type of situation. So here we are, you know, 2022, and we're trying to figure out, okay, when can we begin to have our common sense back? And, you know, so what I decided, you know, this last week when I was thinking about the program and knowing that I had to present something that was solid, something that would, gee, what, be accepted across the board into, you know, all the social media platforms, because apparently they don't like a lot of the things that I put out there. But nevertheless, you know, you can find them. You can go to Rumble. You can go to our website. You can find all those programs again. And by the way, drtomrozelle.com will link you to all the platforms that I'm involved with. This is drtomrozelle. You can go on Facebook. You can follow me there on my personal Facebook page. You can go on Instagram and follow me there. I'm trying to put as much information out as I possibly can so you can have control of your health. And that's what this program is all about. So if you have a question today, call me, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. And let's talk about you. Let's make it about you. This is what this program is about. Anyway, I was thinking about why some people, you know, apparently look much younger than their chronological age. You know, you know people who are 80 years old and they look like they're 60. They're buff, they're strong, they're in shape, and they're not taking any medications. What's that all about? And you have some people who are in their late 40s and 50s, and they look like they're 70 or 80 years old and beaten up and not doing very well. And, you know, Sue and I were talking the other day, and, you know, we're at that stage in life right now where a lot of our friends, people that we grew up with, that we went to graduate school with, people that we've been involved in the professions, are leaving us. And some anticipatory was that they didn't live a really solid, good life, and it finally, what, caught up with them. And others seem to fly well in the face of breaking every rule in the world. Well, you know, I got really curious, and I've actually presented a couple papers on this over the years. So we're going to touch upon areas called methylation DNA expression, and we're going to talk a little bit about telomeres. So those are like, oh my gosh, he's going to get into some science here that no, but I'm going to give you applicable situations and understand it. The DNA methylation thing is something that is new in the environment, meaning this, you know, you're hearing it all over the place. So we know that there's something called epigenetics. Epigenetics is simply this. Epigenetics is the environmental impact on your DNA expression, who you are as a being. So it's all those things that you do that you shouldn't be doing, all the things that you do that are really supportive to you. And it allows your DNA to express itself. It can be anything from stress and injury and so forth. You've heard, on this program, and you've heard other doctors say that the root of all disease processes is inflammation. And if you try to treat the end symptom, like chronic pulmonary disease or heart failure or kidney problems or gastritis or any of the alphabet soup that all the drug manufacturers like to put out there, you're missing the point, meaning physicians are missing the point, and we miss the point of encouraging our doctors to look differently. What do we want to do? We want to look at an inflammatory reaction. So let's break it down a little bit, and that's what I want to do. And I want to give you tools to help yourself and to get strong as you possibly can so you can handle everything that comes down the line. You know, this last couple of years, we're throwing vitamin D and zinc and melatonin and natural anti-inflammatories at people, and they've done a great job in really stemming the tide and making sure that they're solid. But more importantly, what can you do on an ongoing basis and make it part of your lifestyle that allows you to be solid so you don't come down with anything? Well, let's talk about these things. Let's break it down and define some of these terms, and then I'll give you the applications. We talked about methylation a moment ago, and it has an impact on your genetic code. Your genetic code is your DNA. So when we talk about epigenetics, which you said is your environment, your emotional environment, your structural environment, your biochemical environment, it has an impact on methylation. Methylation, or epigenetic methylation, is a concept that is rooted deeply in every cell. Your body has the exact same cell DNA in every cell it has. The heart cell, the skin cell, the intestinal tract cell, they all start from the basic fundamentals the same, but the DNA expresses itself differently. It tells those cells what to do and what to become from the time that we're in a fetus form. And that's how the body begins. First, we start out with these undifferentiated cells, and then they split, and then they divide. And then we get some signaling that occurs that says, you know, this, your skin needs to express itself in a certain way. Your heart expresses itself in a certain way. Your kidneys express itself in a certain way. We now know that expression of the gene trait, the chromosome expression, is regulated in part by epigenetic patterns, but also this methylation craziness that we're beginning to talk about. And over a period of time, over this next year, I'm going to give you more and more pieces to that. But I want to give you things today that really, you know, make a difference and kind of clear the understanding. You know, it's kind of funny. When you start looking at science journals and things that are online, all of a sudden you see the same words popping up all over the place. You know, epigenetic this and methylation this. Those of you who've been to our Ageless Health seminars, and if you're doctors, you've been to our Leadership to Legacy programs, you know that we've talked about so much of this over many, many years, because there's some guys in the trenches that really have understood this for a long time. But DNA, your genetic code, this methylation expression, basically is this. It's the silencing of your gene's transcription. What does that mean? That means your genes have a signaling capacity at certain sites at the beginning of this long, crazy, it's called a helix. It's your chromosome DNA expression. And it tells the DNA strand to do whatever, right? So, and also the opposite is true. The converse process is a process called acetylation. So one is supportive and opens up those things that you need to do, but the other one is acetylation. And here's the thing, they are both dependent on your epigenetic influences. So whether you have somebody who is in their 40s and looks 80, or somebody who's 80 and looks, you know, 55, and all the things that they do, not only their energy platforms and so forth, this is the whole process that does that. So even if you don't take away anything for these last few minutes, other than you are nothing more than the expression of your environmental impact, whether it's your thought processes, whether it's you putting up with injury, or what the environmental impact is relative to the things that you eat, you shouldn't eat, the things you need more of, and so forth. Those are the epigenetic expressions. Now, we just said in the beginning, there are some people who can break every rule in the world and they end up in great shape. But most of us don't get to do that. You know, we know people who can drink a quart of whiskey every day and smoke cigarettes or cigars and not do much of anything and are grumpy old people, and they hit 100 and then they check out and seemingly not to have anything happen in between. Well, it happens, but that's not all of us. So what we do in trying to find out what your DNA expression, your biological clock, if you will, is all about, we have to measure something. And there's a couple different ways of measuring that. One is this thing we're touching upon now, this methylation capacity, the ability of your body to methylate or not methylate. One of the most fundamental clues to this was found a while back when we found that probably 50% of the population has a problem called a genetic glitch, if you will, called an MTHFR failure. And what that means is that they have a very difficult time or almost impossible time converting something called folic acid into folate, because that's the active ingredient. And now you need folate to transport a lot of things, and one is vitamin B12. You can have a lot of B12, but if you don't have folate in the body or the liver's ability to conjugate or to change folic acid into folate, not happening. It's not working. So let's talk about aging. I want to give you tools today on the aging process, how to maintain your health. I want to give you some things that if anything happens next year or this year or 2 years from now or 5 years from now, you can actually have the tools to fight it. But you got to understand concepts. And if you don't understand certain concepts, you're never going to be able to stay in there and fight and handle and so forth. You know, there's so many people this year that were exposed to the original COVID, you know, and or last 2 years and never came down with it. And the question becomes, why them? And, you know, why wasn't the other person who died of it more protected? Well, we know a lot of things about vitamin D, and we know a lot of things about zinc and so forth. But we want to touch on this methylation process and also the epigenetic pattern and what you can do to support that, because therein lies all the clues, not only to your defense mechanisms, but also it could help determine how well you fight all the way through the process until you're not here anymore, and that you can be that 80-year-old that looks like 50 instead of that 45 or, you know, 50-year-old who looks like 80 and not in a great place. So that's what we want to do. We want to make sure that, you know, you have the capacity to make things happen properly. But remember, biological aging was one of the first things to be looked at using different platforms, and one is a methylation cycle and one is an epigenetic pattern, and there's ways of finding that out. And we'll talk a little bit about a guy by the name of Dr. Stephen Horvath, you know, when we come back, and he created the biological clock, if you will, that we all use, doctors use, to try to quantify where you're at in this point in time. We're coming up to a break. This is an interesting pathway. I'll try to keep it so I can understand it. If I can understand it, you can understand it, and we'll go from there. Don't go away. I'll be right back after some very important messages. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live, as you do every Sunday at high noon in the Washington metropolitan area. Those of you around the country, you know the drill. So thank you for listening. I appreciate that. We're talking about something that is really curious, interesting, and we're talking about the aging process and how cells age and how some of seem to be impervious to, you know, that clock of, you know, beginning and moving and stopping. We're all going to stop at some point, but some of us seem to be able to stretch it out, and some of us seem to live stronger and better in the face of things that we do that should take us out. That's what I want to touch on, because I want to give you some tools that can make a huge impact. But give me a call. I'd love to talk about your stuff as well. 703-630-9625. Sometimes I forget the station phone number, and then you have to call me, but I give you my phone number, but then I don't have a way to put you on hold. So 888 is where we actually should be going. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. I promise you that's the number. Give me a call. So we're talking about The aging process. I told you there's a guy by the name of Dr. Stephen Horwath who created a chronological age-trained methylation clock. You know, it was kind of funny because that gave everybody the tools to really measure what the body's doing and how it's expressing itself. You know, he went on to say that the aging process can actually be quantified. And it can be done extremely accurately. And so he came up with this methylation clock, if you will, and it gave support to this idea that the DNA have these cell or these tails on them, that when your body has to replace cells, this tail begins to shrink. And when it shrinks to the place where it's not existing anymore, guess what happens? We're not here anymore. So it's important to note that aging by itself, the cellular aging process, and it doesn't have anything to do, by the way, with the number of years that you're actually here on the planet. The cellular aging process is the number one risk factor for all chronic diseases and death. So if there's one thing you could do in a lifestyle capacity to prevent the development of age-related disease, is to essentially not age. You know, we don't want ourselves to get older. Now, that's crazy, right? Because all of us are going to end at some point. But here's what he's really saying, is that years can go by and we age on the calendar, but the cells don't have to age as quickly. And sometimes the cells age far faster than the years would predict. So is there something that we can do about it? And Dr. Horwath says, yes, there's a lot that we can do. And I'm telling you, from a physician who's been in the trenches for 45 years, there's a lot that you can do about it. And it's a matter of putting together that structural, chemical, emotional platform, which we do at the Results Center for Healing. That's why we treat multidimensionally. That's why we have to make sure that we're doing the things that are supportive to you. It's an important process. We're coming up to a place where, you know, we got to take a little bit of a break in a minute or so, but I want you really to understand what takes place and why it takes place. The field of epigenetics means your environmental impact. Remember what I talked about in the first part of the program? Is still in its beginning stages. I don't know why people have kind of not looked at it and realized that it's not absolute hardcore, that you only have so many years left on the planet. And once you live those years and, you know, we have an aging process that takes place and boom, you're gone, you're dead. But what we've seen, you know, in the United States, we've lived on an average quite long. Now we're seeing a reversal of that. We're starting to see months being clicked off and shortened period of time. Why is that? That has a lot to do with the aging process. And the aging process has to do with our environmental impact. So, for example, you know, there are products on the market that you can go into most health sites and that are able to help diagnose up to 50 types of different types of bad things. And we're talking about cancers, and they can do it with one blood test, and it's there. You know, we send patients out and we get these, you know, we think, oh my God, they may have a problem. So let's see, make sure it's, you know, that we're wrong or make sure that we're right. And we get it done. And we do one blood test and we say, okay, we got a problem here. And then that tells us that we have to go do some other diagnostics. So we want to know what's available, how we can make it happen. We wanted to know, you know, is it accurate? But more importantly, how do we slow down the cellular aging process? DNA methylation versus telomere length. So I want you to remember these words, because those of you, I know there's so many of you that like to look up everything that I talk about. So I'm giving you these terms, but there's a technique used to assess, if you will, biological aging. And in the past, it's been measured by the length of those tails I just told you about a little while ago. And, you know, I agree that the epigenetic clocks are the most superior to being able to measure outcome. Telomeres are the sequences. They're these little tails at the end of your DNA. I want to make sure you understand that. And every time your cell undergoes a replication process, you lose a little bit of that tail. Now, every time it gets shorter over time, you eventually get to the place where you're losing your actual DNA, your expression of who you are, your life physiologically. As the telomere, this tail, shortens, the cells actually start experiencing problems. So you want a long telomere tail, but you want to be able to put this together with this methylation cycle that makes a huge difference. We're coming up to a break. This is a fun process for me. I know it sounds a little complicated, but I promise you, don't go away. I'm going to give you tools so you can increase your cellular stability and you don't age quite as fast. Don't go away. We'll be right back after some important messages.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Sunday is 12 noon. We're here in the Washington metro area. Make sure you tell your friends because we shifted just a little bit, but we're back where we're supposed to be, and now we're solid at this position, and I am so grateful. It makes life easier on everyone, including us, because we've got to put this together for you. Talking about something that's really interesting today, we're talking about why we age, and more importantly, why some people seem to age faster and other people don't age quite rapidly at all. Why is that? Well, there's a way of measuring it. We talked that our DNA, which is our genetic map, expresses itself based on the environmental impact. What did I mean by that? Things you eat you shouldn't eat, all the electrical fields that are around us, pain that we put up with that is just always there and we keep using medication to dampen it, but it's always behind at little levels that causes the inflammatory levels to go up, and the way we run our minds, how we think. Now remember, how we think has such an amazing impact in your body's overall resistance, ability to heal, and so forth. You know, we'll go back to the statement, if you think you're able and you can, your body will say, yes, I can, and it'll do it. It doesn't make any difference what the condition is. If you think you can't, your body, because of your mind directing it, will go into agreement, and you will never be able to heal. I've seen patients over 45 years that should have dramatically gotten better. They get a little bit better, they get some better, but they never resolve the problem because somewhere in the back of their head they said, I can't do this. And conversely, there's other people who shouldn't make it, and they miraculously seem to go through that. So we touched on a lot of different things. We said that there's a lot of interest in this biological clock, if you will, this movement to understand what happens in cellular aging. I also said in the beginning of the program, and the one thing that I really want you to hold on to, your cells can age faster than you do. And the key to all chronic disease, no matter what it is cellular aging. So if you slow the aging process down of your cells, not only will you get some extra years, but you won't break down. So cellular aging is distinct and different from chronological aging. And that's the one thing I want you to get from this. So we talked a little bit about epigenetics and the measurement of its impact. And we talked on and the telomere process, the shortening or lengthening of that tail, the variance in different types, we'll call it phenotypes, different body patterns. But that's only about 2 to 5%. But around 35% was based on this epigenetic, this environmental impact and its effect that it had on something called methylation. So they're both extremely important, but there's a lot of science right now that says that this DNA methylation clock is a better predictor of what's going on with your cells than the other. So let's talk about that. And, you know, we all just went through tough 2 years, right? And it's still not done yet, but it's coming close. But DNA methylation and COVID outcomes were measured. So during the course of this COVID pandemic over the last couple of years and all the variants, there's a whole bunch of guys, including this guy by the name of Smith, that cooperated with Cornell University's Department of Immunology. And they looked at the DNA methylation clock and COVID outcomes. All right. So follow this. DNA methylation. So we're talking about the youthfulness, if you will. We'll put it that way. The youthfulness of your cells as it compares to those cells in other people that were older. Now, we can have a younger person. Remember I said somebody who's in their 40s that expresses themselves like they're an 80-year-old, and somebody who's 80 who expresses themselves like they're 35 or 40 or 50, but somebody who's much younger. And so they compared these outcomes. They formulated, from all the evidence that they could find, and the measurements with post-COVID measurements from patients who were getting routinely tested. So they had a bunch of volunteers and people who were well, and then people who were sick. And then, they asked for permission to, use cellular samples. What they saw was extraordinarily interesting. And, when it related to this pandemic, this COVID-19 and aging, the first thing that they noticed was the length of the tail on the DNA, right, on the chromosome, this telomere, was shortened compared to others. And there have been many studies now that demonstrated this tail, this telomere, decreases with COVID exposure. So the more you have to fight this COVID onslaught, the more that your body doesn't have the tools to do it. What happens is that telomere begins to break down. And then over time, you're not going to have the cellular youthfulness, my term, that you would otherwise. So when you look at that, can you really speculate on resistance patterns? There's several different studies that are out there that are measuring the telomere length, this tail on your chromosome expression. If it's long, your body's not turning cells over as rapidly, but and so forth. But then they take it the next step. They're starting to look at stem cells and your stem cells, your ability to reproduce. So it's more exciting, because of all this anti-aging therapy and conversations that are out there right now. And there's these very small embryonic-like stem cells. They're called vessels, V-S-E-L-S. I think I pronounced it properly, but that's how you spell it, V-S-E-L-S. They're so small, they're easily transported through the small vessels at the endpoints are called capillaries within the lung. So if you were to get an IV injection of them, they can spread to the rest of your body without being broken down or destroyed or distorted in any way. And they have a huge impact. Now your body has the ability to replenish these vessels, if you will. Again, you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong with it, but it's one of the strategies your body uses to stay solid, to stay healthy. It's important that your peripheral blood is able to put these things through into the rest of your system, these stem cells, if you will, that are part of who you are, and they're taken from your bone marrow or your fat tissue, and that's where they're stored. They're your genetic pattern. So these vessels, and they exchange in the plasma, the liquid portion of your blood. And we're seeing multiple years of age reversal of the cells, right? You're not turning, you've been on this planet so many times, with just one or two stimulations of these vessels. I mean, the science that's coming down is like, oh my gosh. So Dr. Ryan goes on and talks about this research that they're doing with Cornell Department of Immunology. And what they're seeing, it doesn't take long. It can be done like immediately within a couple of weeks. This is like crazy stuff. And, given my interest in the area of human, nutritional expression, this is like extremely important, and we're going to incorporate as much as we can. We already know that if you optimize the nervous system, if you decrease the inflammatory responses in the body, naturally, the body begins to show all kinds of capacity to heal itself. So there's a lot of anti-aging strategies that are showing tremendous promise. And I don't know about you, but I'm at that place right now where I want to find out as much as I can because, as I said, I think I'm going to be here another 30 plus years or so. But in case, I want to see what the tools are that I can use to make things better for me. I already know, and my children were exposed to it, my grandchildren, my godchildren, from the time that they were very young, when they were born. And they've gotten, structural chiropractic manipulation to make sure their nervous system is expressing. They get acupuncture on a regular basis to make sure their energetic fields are working the way it's supposed to. They have a mother who is one of the best nutritionists around. And that's just not me saying that. That's her having established her own right. So we need to understand this anti-aging strategy phenomena that everybody's trying to get their fingers on. So other anti-aging strategies that are kind of being talked about and so forth. So I want to take you through that. There's something called Synalytics, and this is an area that's showing, you know, kind of very interesting expression of what's going on. A senescent cell, and this is what you have to understand first, a senescent cell, and it's spelled S-E-N-E-S-C-E-N-T, senescent cell, is an old cell. It's an elderly cell, and one that's lost the ability to actually reproduce itself. You know, when we get older, we don't have children anymore. That's meant for young people, young cells. It just hangs around. It's not producing anything. It's worthless. It's not doing what it needs to get done. So that's why as we get older, we need not to become worthless. We need to do things because that keeps our body going. Not producing and not being cleared. So it can't produce, but it's just there. It's sucking on everything else. So as a result, what it does, it starts creating an inflammatory reaction and all the byproducts that are results of anti-inflammatory reactions in the body. There's a whole process of being able to take care of that. But Synalytics selectively identifies these senescent cells, these old cells, these guys that are hanging around. And what it does, it destroys them. It gets rid of them. And that's the natural process. It's supposed to do that. That's why the Synalytic therapy, if you will, means that, you know, lytic, for example, seno, let me break that down for you, is the senescent cell, and lytic means lysis. It destroys it. So the body's got to get rid of it, you know, but we need to understand what it is that we can do. And I'm going to give you some things, you know, to make that happen, you know, very quickly. It's important, you know, that we really get it and how we put it together. I'm going to talk to Eric. He's got something here I want to listen to. And I think hopefully I'll put it in the form of a question. Eric, how can I help you?
Well, let me pull over because, and thank you for entertaining a couple of thoughts. Get you off speaker. Hold on.
Go ahead.
The fun never ends. The fun and absolutely never ends.
There you go, my friend.
Okay,
what you got?
Are you with me?
Yep, I hear you.
Placebo effect has a huge effect on how we heal, how we perceive, how we interpret.
Absolutely.
And it goes, I believe, all the way down to the cellular level.
Sure, but that's your mind,
you,
Eric.
You mentioned something about electric.
That's your mind impact on your body environment. We know that there are people who should be dead, and they made the decision that who gives you the right to tell me I'm going to die? I don't think so. And they direct their cells to express it differently. We know people that should totally turn themselves around, but their brain says, I'm dying. And guess what? They walk in tandem with what that thought is. That's that placebo effect. It's so important. And it's not even a placebo. It's not a fake situation. It's one that they create the reality, the energetic expression, and their body begins to do exactly what it's told to do. I think we're on the same line here.
I completely agree. And what it comes down to for me is if you think you can, you're usually right.
Absolutely.
Spiders. If you can see a picture of a spider climbing up someone's arm and your body has a systemic response to that, doesn't it make sense that that would be a perfect candidate for a placebo?
Sure. But it's, again, I want to get the word placebo and kind of put it on the shelf only for this one reason. A lot of people think a placebo is, a substance that has absolutely no impact, but they believe it to be true. But what I want them to understand is that in visualizing an outcome that is supportive of what it is that you want to do, your cells receive that data, that information, and do exactly what you've directed it to get done. That's where the structural, chemical, emotional platforms come in. But you're right on point with this. And again, my push away is the placebo effect, because so many people have a negative piece with that. But you're right on the mark with it, Eric. I totally agree with what you're saying. And this is the piece that people have to realize is that, you know, whatever you visualize, there's a guy that his name is Dr. Joe Dispenza, for example. I'll tell you his story very quickly. When he was 60 years old, not 60 years old. He was a young doctor. He's 60 years old now. He was a young doctor, and he was in a mini triathlon on the bike portion, and the police were moving the cars around, and this woman freaked out, and she hit the accelerator instead of hitting the brake. She hits him, throws him 20 feet in the air. He comes down flat on his back and shatters 6 vertebrae, fully paralyzed. They told him he'd never walk again, let alone being able to work as a doctor, right? And he's a chiropractor. Now, before that, you know, he had been teaching self-hypnosis, and he'd been teaching things of that nature and some yoga. And they told him the only way that they could get him out of pain is they were going to have to do Harrington rod surgery. They put 2 rods down his back, and they pulled the vertebrae back. They said he'd still probably never walk again. And he refused. So they had him in a Riker frame. It's a wheel with a bed in it. And he said, I can't fix me, but my body knows what to do. So he began to instruct his body visually on what a perfect vertebrae looked like. Short end of a very long story was that 10 and a half weeks afterwards, he walks out of the hospital with no sign of the broken vertebrae. So was that a miracle? Many of us would say yes, only in God's world, right? But what he did is that we're created with this amazing machine that is, it will respond to structural input, it will respond to biochemical, bioelectrical, but it also responds to the decision-making process of the mind. So going back to what your initial comment was, if you direct it, whether you want to call it a placebo effect or whatever, to do certain things and you own it, you believe it, your body will then move forward with it. So you're right on, my friend, and I really appreciate your phone call. I have a little bit I want to get covered, and I could talk to you about this all day long. But there are strategies that will help lower your biological age. Vitamin D was one of them. We realized that people, you know, were that had a sweet spot of 60 to 80 on the chart were more resistant to COVID than other people. Their biological age actually increased by 1.8 years on average. It was kind of crazy, right? But this is what this Cornell study was doing, limiting the consumption of unsaturated fats, particularly omega-6 linoleic acid, is particularly harmful to the body. You want your omega-3s at a very, very high level. You know, if you're eating a standard American diet, 20 to 25% of your caloric intake is very supportive of degeneration and inflammatory reactions, where years ago, the typical lousy food intake was only 2%, and people didn't have the problems. We're coming up to a break, and I'm going to give you some things that you can do in the last part of the program. But this is something I'd love to talk to you about the rest of the day. We could sit here and just take all kinds of questions. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. Don't go away. I have a whole lot more for you.
News Talk 105.9.
WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizal. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live, and we're talking about something that's really fascinating to me. And there's a couple, 2-3 more calls on the line, and I'm going to try my best to get to you, but I'll answer the questions because we only have a short span of time, and I want to give you some data first, and then we'll probably get to the calls if we can. They're good calls too. So if you're interested in finding out more about DNA methylation, first of all, what we're talking about is how your body works, okay? What it does naturally. And if you've listened to my program on a regular basis, you know that I don't use anything that is not natural and is organic and it's just not happening out of my mouth. But we all know that. I just want to clear that up for anybody that has a thought other than that. So, but if you're interested in exploring this methylation and telomere aging process, if you will, there's ways of making that take place. And you can just actually go online and start doing that. But there's True Age Complete Collection, if you will, TRUAGE, True Age Complete Collection. And it'll give you the metrics of a lot of things that have been touched upon. And again, we can talk about this for a long, long period of time. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to learn how to stress manage your body. Okay. So many of us are locked up in all the craziness. We hate each other this last 2 years for a lot of different reasons, which is such a sad situation. you know, we need to relax. We need to remember the principles of life. All life to me is an important situation, and that we have to respect that and calm it and pray and meditate and do those things and accept people for differences that we have with each other. Really important. Make sure you get an exercise on a very regular basis. I don't mean, you know, somebody asks you to go play putt-putt golf. I mean, go out and go for a walk. Do it every day. You know, I've told you repetitively that people who walk 2 miles every day have a 50% less risk of dying from a disease process than other people. Your vitamin D, your vitamin C, your zinc levels are critical. Make sure you're eating organic foods. If you're not, you're GMO modified, and you know, you're getting stuff that is going to change your body's capacity to be able to express itself properly, you know, but get that metabolic flexibility going, you know, core strategy, you know, even stopping putting so much food in your body all day long, 24/7, instead of getting up, going for a walk, we grab something to eat. And it's usually something that's really not good for us, you know, donuts and candy and cakes and things of that nature. I usually don't eat for 12 hours a day, and that works well for me. Sometimes it's 13, sometimes it's 14. I get my calories in, but I'm also watching everything that I do. You know, with what happened to me over the last couple of years, had I not maintained everything that I've maintained, I probably would have been in really deep trouble. You know, so exercise and, you know, work on your body's ability, take the basic nutrients that you're limiting. Those of you that are taking NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, Advils and Aleves and things like that, you know, one of the things that you are depleting dramatically and rapidly is B12. And so subsequently, your muscles are going to misfire because the fascia, the wrapper around it, can't be relaxed enough. So now muscles go into spasm, you're too tight, you can't fire. And when you're living in a problem of chronic pain, there's these little cells that come off your spinal cord. They're called Renshaw cells, and they need something called glycine. But when you're under stress, your body's going to eat that glycine up, so your body becomes stiff. Interesting how it works like that, right? So make sure you understand that there are things that you really can do, but stay away from the garbage. Stay away from the quick fix situations. Make sure that you have the ability to shift things the way that you need to shift them. I'm going to talk to Ellie for a quick minute. We've got a couple minutes left of the program. Ellie, you're calling from Stafford. How are you doing? How can I help you?
Oh, hi. Let me just pull over. I'm almost to the point where I can.
Okay, I only have a couple minutes on, so.
What you said earlier, and I'm not a regular listener. I feel like I will become a regular listener, but my concern was with the anti-aging therapy, the one that you mentioned, Sentence or whatever, you already may have answered my question on that you only promote natural things, organic things. But my concern was, is that this too, or being a child of God, I wouldn't take it if it had fetal tissue.
Oh, neither would I. So. Honey, neither would I. So let me put it to you in this way. So I think you didn't hear the whole thing, so you kind of took it out of context. So the study of senolytics is that your body's own ability to change and optimize your cellular expression. A senolescence cell is a cell that is an old cell and begins to die. So like anything else, like you or I in the human form, we need to have certain things to optimize what God gave us, right? So, but in these situations, so there's things like NAD, which will help in certain situations, and they're very specific nutrients, natural things that will help our body get rid of these things as we change our environmental impact, the diet that we have. You know, hopefully, you know, I've encouraged people on an ongoing basis either to pray or meditate, you know, wherever they're at in their world, but they need to do that to calm that nervous system down. You know, we need to be able to get a little exercise and so forth. That's what we're saying. Nothing has to do with anything that is artificial. I don't do that. I don't promote drugs. We try to do it from the body's own natural expression. I just said a few minutes ago that organic foods are the best thing. You know, Sue and I last night were meat eaters, not often, maybe once a week. And she went out and bought some free range steaks over at Wegmans. Now, Wegmans is interesting. I don't promote places, but they've got vacuum packed, free range, organic, grass fed beef. And so we had that with vegetables and a salad, and that was our dinner. And it was, you know, but if you go someplace else and you don't get it, it's been injected with all kinds of things. Now, that those things that are injected into the animals, those unnatural things, if you will, now are brought into your body. Just like a mother who is nursing, you know, if mom's not eating right and she nurses that child, suddenly the baby's got colic. Same thing happens to us, except, you know, we end up getting sick, or our bowels aren't working. We feel tired the next day. We got a headache. Our thyroid's not working because we're competing for other nutrient bases. So everything that you're going to hear from me, and I encourage anybody that wants to, you know, ask the question, we'll make it happen. So thanks for the call. I hope that helps you a little bit. We're coming up to the end of the program. Just remember, I continue to do this program for one reason and one reason only. I love you all. Talk to you next week. See you then.